This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Good. Any team news? We just heard that Gabriel wasn't in the first part of training. Everything okay with him?
We've got one more day to prepare the match, and we'll see tomorrow if everybody's available. We have some, but hopefully with another day, we're going to be okay.
Okay, in terms of the Bayern game, what did you take of it? You had time to reflect on it.
Reflection done, Bayern gone, now it's Aston Villa. Only focus on Aston Villa.
Okay, and in terms of Saka, obviously very animated at the end of the game, yeah. Understandably. Has he calmed down?
Yes, he looked fine this morning, so he's got 48 hours to think about it, and that's done.
In terms of Aston Villa, what's impressed you most about him
on this side? Well, what they've done, obviously, since Unai come in, he's made a huge impact at the club. In terms of performances and consistently unbelievable what they are doing. They're still in European competition. They played last night, so really impressed with what they've done.
Obviously, by Sunday, obviously you're playing last in terms of the Premier League title race. How does that affect you? What sort of challenge does that present you in terms of psychologically playing last and knowing that you could be behind both City and Liverpool by the game?
We will know the results. We still have our duty to win our game, which is the only thing that we can control. That happened a few times already. It's going to happen again the next few weeks. It's just focus on what we can do, what we can control, and make sure that we performed like we have to do against a really good side to try to beat them.
And if I can just ask one last one about the semi-automated offside technology.
Yeah.
Voted in unanimously. Are you pleased about
this? Yes, I think it was that unanimous. That means that it's going to be better. It's going to be faster and more efficient. So hopefully it's going to work and be very positive for us.
Thanks, Vicky. We'll go to Alex from the Premier League.
Hi, Mikael.
Hi.
What's the latest on Yuri and Timber? When is he going to be ready for the match day squad, do you think?
He still's got a few steps to make. He needs to play a game at least with the under-23s. He's going to have an in-house game soon as well. He's done everything in training. Now he's getting that match fitness and having people around and start competing in a football match, which is different to training.
What will he bring to this team when he's back?
Hopefully a lot for everything that we see in training. And the time that he was fit, I think he's going to have a big, big impact in the team.
Arsenal unbeaten in the league in 2024, won 10 of your 11 games in the league. How good is the momentum?
Yes, really good, and we want to carry on going. It's the most beautiful part of the season coming up right now. Very busy schedule, and on Sunday we're going to have a really tough one against a really good side, and we're going to have to be really good to beat them.
The lead at the top of the table has changed 18 times already this season.
I didn't know that.
You didn't? No. I do. How exciting is it to be involved in a title race like this?
Hopefully it stays as it is for the remaining 6 weeks. And 18 is a beautiful number. I like 8 a lot. It was my number, so let's keep it 18.
Brilliant. Lucky number 18 then. How well are the players dealing with the pressure at the moment, going into each game, knowing that they simply cannot afford to drop points?
I think it's just a motivation. I think they lived it already and they are super excited about what we are doing, the way the team is performing, winning matches, and they want more. We know the task, the challenge ahead of us, and how good we have to be to win it, but we're going to try.
As you mentioned earlier, Aston Villa have just played. They have some key players out injured. Can you use that to your advantage, do you think?
We always try to use things in our advantage. We don't know what they are going to do, and there's nothing that we can control. They're still won last night, and they're a really, really good side. So we know the danger, and we know our strengths as well, and try to do what we have to do to win it.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
George, good to see.
Mikel, hello. Sorry, just going back to Tuesday, I know the VAR call didn't work in your favour, but in general, there's a few differences in the Champions League VAR system to the Premier League, and I just wondered what you preferred. It seems in the Champions League it seems to be a lot smoother. I just wondered if you had an opinion on that.
No, it is different as well. The officials, I think they are different. You have to adapt. It's a competition that is played in a slightly different way, and we're trying to adapt.
Just in looking back to Tuesday, that result, because it was such a great game, but has that got the potential to be so draining for your players because what they put into it, or do you have to look at it the other way and they could take so much out of that for the end of the season?
I think a lot to take, and especially how we manage emotionally the game. We've been very dominant and ahead, and in 15 minutes you are behind a top side, and you have to deal with that game emotionally, which is really tough to do. And I think the team did brilliantly to manage that situation, have time, everything to play for in Munich.
When you talk about that emotionally, you can't teach that, can you, really? Can you as a manager, or do they just have to learn that on the field in big games, how they take that into the last seven matches you've got?
I think that's something that you have to work on daily, with a lot of aspects. So when you are there, you already are leaving certain things in your system and as a team to be able to deal with them.
Just a word on Unai Emery. I know he's done his 1,000th game on Wednesday, but I mean that's some achievement.
Unbelievable. And he's done it in so many different countries, in so many different contexts, and he's been incredibly successful. Obviously he's very close to my hometown. I have huge admiration for him and his respect, and wishing the best after Sunday. But what he's doing again, I think it's really impressive.
Thank you. Ian Talks More.
Hi, Mikel.
Hi.
The next 2 weeks, how defining are they going to be for you and your season?
Percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise, or just, you know.
Very, for sure, because we can be in all competitions going into the semi-finals of the Champions League and being top of the Premier League or not, you know, so every game is going to define what our future looks like.
So with that in mind, how excited are you and the players, regardless of this football cliche of just looking one game at a time? It's impossible now, isn't it, to just look at one game. You must be looking at the whole season and what's left and what is there to achieve.
It's the only thing possible to look at one day and one game. It's the only thing that is possible, because it's the only thing that maintains you focused and determining the task that you have to do on the day, which is the only thing that you can control.
So you've never woken up one morning in the last month, let's say, and thought, I could, if things go right, be the first Arsenal man in 20 years to be champions in this country?
I don't think like this, to be fair. I think about what we have to do next, to be the next opponent and to maintain the position that we are in. Still very far.
How difficult is that then, just to look at one, just not to look at the bigger picture?
But it's the job that we live, and the game finishes and 15 minutes later we finish Luton, and I was watching Brighton in my office in the stadium. And it's like this, because you don't have time, you have to prepare and you are on to the next one.
And finally, your success a lot this year has been built defensively. I mean, in the Premier League, I think you've conceded 4 goals since the turn of the year. Is that what ultimately will win you either or both of the Champions League and the Premier League?
Well, it's a huge platform and it gives you a real chance to win football matches, that's for sure. And we've been very consistent, and we've seen as well on Tuesday the difference when you concede or don't concede, and how you concede those goals, the impact that they have. So let's keep doing it.
Go to Nick from Haters at the back.
Hi. In terms of keeping the players both relaxed and positive so they can play their best in these games and not tight enough, how do you work? Do you have a sports psychologist in the team? Is it something you speak to the players about?
I think doing it naturally. Obviously, we have a lot of support from different areas and in different fields and expertise. And how we do it between all of us, then is understanding as well the mood of the team, the mood of individuals, and trying to tweak that every single day to be in the right zone when they have to perform, give them the best chance to do that.
So there's no special techniques you do to sort of keep players on that right level to be relaxed?
I don't know if they are special. There are techniques, there are ways to do it, there are ways that you believe that can work and impact the team, and this is what we have to try to do.
James, ESPN.
Hi, Mikel. You had the touchline ban in the reverse game at Villa. How frustrating was that to have to sit in the stands and not be able to impact the game?
It was an experience. I deserved it. I had to go upset because I got the yellow card that the rule says that you have to miss a match. I did, I experienced it, I didn't like it, so hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Did that make you change your behaviour a bit, that experience? Think I might have to calm myself down?
It's possible that I think like this. Can I control it sometimes when I am there? That's something else. So far it's been better, but in a season I think it's... When you look at all the managers that I had banned, it's just not a coincidence that the majority of us at some stage in the season we have been there.
Do you think everybody's kind of adjusted to it a bit more now? Do you find it a little bit easier on touchline now, Rob?
Maybe we are adjusting. Obviously, the rule came up and it was very aggressive rule. You know, every time we're talking, oh, we're going to get a yellow card. I think now it's a bit smoother as well, and it's a bit more understanding from both ways what we expect from each other, and that's it.
Simon, standard.
Just on that, Mikel, after the game on Tuesday night, obviously the penalty incident, we saw Bukayo was very angry, but you seemed very sort of controlled, and even in the press conference you seemed very controlled. Do you feel like in your sort of journey, like controlling your emotions has improved this season? Do you notice a change in it?
I think it has evolved, and I don't know if it's for the better or the worst. I think it's not me the one has to judge that. At the end, is how much I help the club, how much I help the team and the individual players to try to perform and win as many matches as we can. And this is the final objective always.
We heard from Gabby Jesus before the game, talking about the pain in his knee. In terms of him for the rest of the season, do you need to sort of manage him through these games, or do you feel like someone who
can
play 90 minutes?
In elite sport, to play without pain, I think is very difficult. When you play every 3 days, especially on the level that we play, if you ask any player, they will say that, sometimes there is pain and you have to deal with that. And that's what it makes you as well. And Gabby has this toughness and this character that he always wants to overcome. He has overcome some difficulties in terms of injuries and he's ready again.
Last couple in the last section, Kai.
Just wondering what Simon was saying about the Cardinals on Tuesday from you. It's such a stressful time of the season, but you're really on transmitting things and the energy you transmit. Is that karma something you're actively trying to transmit to your players? Is that sort of a conscious decision
for you? I don't know if it's consciously. It's I think, and you guys know me, it's how I feel in one way or the other. I think it's very difficult for me to hide it. It's how I feel. I want to give the players the best support and the best mindset and emotional state to enjoy this moment and to go for it and have a real sense of belief and determination to try to earn what we have worked so hard for 10 months to achieve.
It is such an intense time in the season, it's almost like you don't want to do anything that might distract them from, as you said, for the next game and then starts in the next day and the next training session.
No, that's for sure, and they are super focused and determined, and when the team is doing very well, don't touch it, you know, let them do it, and they have grown a lot as well in as a group, and let them be themselves.
James,
hi, Mikel. Kai's obviously really thriving at the moment, playing as a number nine, and I know you've spoken about that before. I just wondered, did he need some convincing that that was a position that he could really flourish in?
No, I had the first conversation with him. I told him what the idea was and where I could see him play and impact the team. He fully agreed with that. He's very comfortable to change positions. He's done it with us. He's done it with Chelsea in the past, with the national team. And he's got his capacity to adapt. And if he's feeling good, sometimes it's about who he's surrounded by and what we ask him to do more than the position.
Do you think that adaptation that he has made to centre forward, do you think he's more comfortable there now than he is in, let's say, the number eight position?
I'm not sure. I think it depends on the game, depends on the behaviours of the opponent and what his role is within the day. But I wouldn't say he's more comfortable as a nine. I think he's had obviously a tremendous impact as a nine, but he did very similar as an eight.
Okay, that finishes.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.